Howdy, howdy, everyone. I said I evidently had forgot to sign into my own job. So anyway, it's just one of those things. And fortunately, I had enough time to bring the show into the opportunity and all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, this is Welcome to My Point of View. I am the host, Dougie Slap, and all that kind of good stuff. And I'm going to play a little tune, and then we'll go from there you go. Yeah, we're gonna play that right there. Well, I think we're going to play it. Let's see if I can get it to come on.
ዋጋ ሊኖራቸው የሚችለው በስራ ትርጉም እንዲገለጹ በማድረግ ተከብረውና ተጠብቀው ሲገኙ ብቻ ነው። ወይስ ይህንን ቃል ኪዳን እንዲያስከብሩና እንዲያስፈጽሙ የተፈረደባቸው ደካሞችና ትንንሾች መንግስታት ናቸው?
Frustration, oh yes.
Kind of good stuff. Anyway, I'm thinking I might change the name of the show to The Voice of Mount Shasta, and then just talk about things that are going on here. I'll have to wait and see. Anyway, I'd like to welcome anybody who's listening. Welcome to My Point of View. This is Dougie Slapp, a.k.a. Douglas H. Malloy, coming to you live from Mount Shasta, California on this beautiful Tuesday in April. Had a great experience yesterday. A friend of mine that I play music with was playing in another band, and I was invited to go and just listen. He said, "Well, if you come down, I'll get you. I'll buy you a beer." And so I had a class that I had to go to on nonviolent communication. It went from 6 till 8. They started playing at 7, and so I finally went down and picked up a friend, and she and I went. And the music was really cool. It's kind of like a reggae cross. I call it a reggae rock cross. The musicians were very good. My friend Banda plays keyboard. And so the last time I saw Saint Germain, who was the lead singer, and he played acoustic guitar, he said, "We'll have to get together and play." And that was way back in August of last year. And so anyway, he says, "Well, you got anything to play?" And I said, "Well, I got bongos in the car." So he invited me up on stage, you know, and I played the last 3 songs. So it was very cool because I knew about in the audience, and there was probably about 30 to 40 people in attendance. So it was well attended for Mount Shasta on a Monday night. And it was kind of interesting because Saint Germain comes up to me. He says, "Well, whoever plays gets paid." So he hands me a bunch of change, and then he hands me $3. And I thought, "Oh, well, that's cool," because I wasn't expecting to get paid, because usually when you set in, you don't. And so then Vanda decides, "Well, I'm going to give you $10. And I had put $10 in as my contribution, as I fought for my friend and fought for me, and all that kind of good stuff. And it was really fun. And it's one of the things that I like about being here at Mount Shasta is that it just lends itself to these kinds of experiences. Another experience that is kind of interesting is that it's just every time I turn around, it's like Sunday. I did 2 hours of gardening, and then I went and played 2 songs at a service. I went back to doing 2 hours of gardening, and then I had another musical thing to attend to in the evening. And it was very cool. Well, this was on Saturday, actually. It was a Tibetan bowl and essential oil performance. And so when the guy goes by the name of Dr. Dream, and he's traveling in this part of the country with 80 Tibetan singing bowls, and very cool. And so when he found out that I play music, he asked if I'd be willing to open up Sunday's performance, which was a 2-hour. It was 2 hours of... it was called the Galactic Activation. And so what was interesting is that when I got home, I decided that, well, maybe I should play my steel drum instead. So when I made that suggestion on Sunday, he thought it was a great idea. And there were 7 people in attendance. And so I got to play my steel drum for 30 minutes to open up this particular performance that this band was doing. And so lots of opportunities. That's what I like. It's like Mount Shasta for me is the land of opportunity. And overall, basically feeling good, feeling inspired, and all that kind of good stuff. I also have the opportunity here in Mount Shasta to host open mic on Wednesdays, which is tomorrow at the Chai Shop, and then Thursday I'm doing a Sacred Circle performance with 2 other people, maybe more. So it'll be fun, and it's really cool. You know, it's got me smiling, And the thing I like is that I don't have stipulations within the context of who I am and what I'm doing. And because of that, it just makes it easy. I have the opportunity to play, and so I do. And it's very cool. And all that kind of good stuff, as we say in the land of the hood. Anyway, the thing that's really nice about being here at Mount Shasta is that my clarity of insight has gone exponential. One of the things that I read many years ago, way back, I think it was 1997, and it was in Conversations with God, the suggestion was made that one of the things a person can develop is clarity of insight. And so my clarity of insight has kind of become exponential, which is really cool. And it's really, really interesting, the clarity of insight that I'm getting, because I'm understanding things about my life now that I didn't say five years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. It's like I understand why my parents played the role that they did for me as a child. I understand why I'm single, why I've been single, because there's been a major shift about what I'm interested in, the companion, and it's kind of in the same context as a soulmate or twin flame. I don't particularly like the idea of what they are. What I'm looking for as a companion is someone who's the same level. And so I'm pretty sure, I'm confident, I'm clear, I have a certain degree of certainty about the things that I want according to my vision boards are what will take place, because I'm at the right place at the right time for the right reason, and I'm meeting very interesting people. And it's nice to have a sense of belonging to, in this case, the community of Mount Shasta. I like it here. I like the fact that I can see Mount Shasta if I drive for Baxter Auto Parts. And what's really cool is when I go to Dunsmuir, or I go to Weed, I can see the mountain first. Like when I go to Weed, it's 10 miles from Mount Shasta, and I can see when I'm driving on the highway, it's right there, big as life, and it's very cool. And it's actually like two mountains. So it's kind of like the twin soul mountain or the soulmate mountain. We could think of it that way. One of the qualities that endears us to our own humanity is liking who we are. And one of the qualities that has really developed as my life is that I really like my life. I like living here. I like my job. I like where I live. I like all of the details. And just as the vision looks forward, from the point of reference of the head, I look forward to the days to come. And I'm content within the context of my life. That's one of the curious developments is that when a person has the experience of contentment, the follow-up experience after contentment that gives rise, in my case, to my happiness, I am happy because I am content. When I had the experience, which was in March of 2009, I believe. About 2 weeks after that, I had the experience of knowing that my life is complete in and of itself. And one of the things that it recommends in the raw material is knowing that we are complete in and of ourselves, accepting our completeness, and then recognizing that everybody else on the planet is complete as well. One of the things that I notice is that from the perspective of the ego, when it's coming from its own sense of disconnection, shall we say, or its own point of reference, is that it will be in continuous judgment about everything and everyone. One of the reasons why oneness is taught to the aspiring masses is so that from the perspective of the individual, he or she will come to that point in which he or she will recognize the fundamental nature of the self as it is. And so it becomes interesting, because always what happens is that we are continually at a point in the context of our life where who we are and what we are is a point of reference for everything else. It's like one of the aspects of my existence that I have an understanding of is that my life is the human beingness of. And how I understand that is there's a lesson that I do. It's lesson 273 of A Course in Miracles. And the lesson says this. The stillness of the peace of God is mine is the lesson. But what I have done is I've added a little bit to it. And what I do is when I say the lesson, and I read it three times before I read the two paragraphs that compose what the lesson is. There's the statement, and then there's two paragraphs. One paragraph is in standard, and then the other one is in italics. And it's that way, I think, it's the later lessons that are like that. But anyway, what I do is instead of just sticking with the stillness of the peace of God is mine, what I say is that the stillness of the joy, peace, freedom, joy, love, compassion, harmony of God, universe, divinity, deity, Yahweh, it, will, consciousness, love, light, positive and negative as masculine, feminine, male and female, the feel, sense, thinks, and the vision as ego, body, imaging the likeness of God, universe, divinity, deity, Yahweh, it, living by faith, trust, patience, desire, intention, karma, and in my case, meditation, written and read books, vision boards, within the context of what I feel, sense, think, and envision, within the context of speaking, writing, actualizing, demonstrating, communicating, contributing to inner or surface of the planet, secondary planet, as, through, and from the open heart, the enlivened body, the fully activated brain. Path is purpose, enlightenment, God speaks, knowing the self, serving others, collective ascension, truth, beauty, goodness, stillness, peace, harmony, the self-sustaining, the self-regenerative, self-perpetuating, the instantaneous, the spontaneous, the simultaneous, intuition, psychic ability, channeling, manifesting with a conscious mind, healing, teaching, ascending as a way shore, deliver, healing, servant. And then what I do is after I say that, I read that three times. Then what I do is I go in and I read the main body, and then I've also added elements to that. And I feel like I haven't left any detail out. One of the curious qualities about our life is there's a person that I know here in Mount Shasta who is of the opinion that their life is only of the light. And then this person goes around and starts saying, okay, well, I'm seeing all of this dark energy and I'm reading all this. Well, the simple fact is this, folks, if you're coming from a place of light and love, you will not recognize or see fear and darkness. From the perspective of love and light, fear and darkness don't exist, just as from the perspective of fear and darkness, love and light don't exist. So how does it work? Well, if I come from the perspective of the sun, the only thing that my life is love and light that's radiated. And it's 24/7 for billions and billions of years. The sun has been doing the same thing forever. Now, when I'm standing on the surface of the planet, guess what? It's daytime here in Mount Shasta at 12:19, which means that on the other side of the planet, it's dark. So that means it's light and dark at the same time, depending on where I'm standing on the planet, determines whether I'm in a state of light or dark. if I look at my life within the composition, we come within the context of love and light, fear and darkness. And yes, I understand the teachings that says it's not a dual thing. However, within the context of biological life on the surface of the planet, it's masculine and feminine, male and female, positive and negative energy. The work that we do is to understand that there's equality, balance, relationship, purpose, and harmony between that which is and that which is not. It composes the life of who we are. The work that we do is we simply let go of fear and darkness so that the love and light can be represented on a continuous, permanent level. I'm of the opinion that the Immaculate Conception is when an individual literally has the ability to convert his or her life into love and light that ascends. And it's love and light as the self that ascends. And that means that the body, which is a representation of love, and the spirit, which is a representation of life, are what ascend. And what they ascend into is the universe. We go from a planetary state of being into a universal or cosmic or infinite state of existence. Humanity is going to do this on a collective level. One of the nice things is that one of the things that I've been able to clarify myself is that when I am looking at who I am within the composition, one of the things that I have been able to delineate is that there is oneness, perfection, content that contributes, comprehensiveness, unity, connected integration, and reintegration. And if we want to put it in the context of who we are, there is oneness, and it can be thought of as the first chakra. Then there is perfection, which can be thought of as the second chakra. Then we can think of completeness as the third chakra, content contribution as the fourth chakra, comprehensiveness can be thought of as the fifth chakra, unity can be thought of as the sixth chakra. Connected integration can be thought of as the seventh chakra. And reintegration is everything in the universe that composes the universe is doing one thing. It is simply moving back into the realness of what it is as it corresponds to the existence of, which means that we come into our experience, in this case, human beings on the planet. Eventually, there comes a point in time in which that which exists reintegrates back into that which gave rise to, I call it reintegration back into the original state and condition that gave rise to the universe. That's part of the process. One of the things that's useful to us with the position of our life and times is what do we feel, sense, think, and envision as who we are that is conducive to everything else. And more often than not, we come from a place of fear, judgment, and persecution rather than love, forgiveness, and doing unto others. Another opportunity that we have is to simply allow, accept, acknowledge, appreciate, approve, even-mindedly, people, places, and things. There was an experience that took place. IMC opened a mic at the chai shop on Wednesdays, and there was an individual who had his work on display, and there was a lot of negative feedback, and one individual was saying there was all of this negative energy coming through. There was one picture he had in particular, it had black stripes on it, it had a red background, and then there was, in a black highlight, was like the face of what looked like a devil feature, and this was sitting right atop a Buddha, a statue of Buddha, and there was an altar right underneath it, and I thought it was perfect. I said, I thought it was perfect because it was showing that yes, when you have something that's a representation of one thing, you're going to have its opposite right next to it. In the raw material, it says every thought has an antithesis, which means there is an opposite thought. Now, I know a lot of people deny that within the context of their life, and that's part of the reason why we don't evolve. One of the things I recommend, I went to hear a talk in Atlanta in 1999 by Debbie Ford, who had just come out with her book, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, and absolutely spot on. And I said, everyone needs to read that book, because if we don't make that, and we will always be dogged by it, we will always be confronted by it, because it will present itself to us until we make our peace with it, and then guess what? Life takes care of itself. And so there's always work to be done. And one of the things that I'm thankful for is that I've done enough work so that everything within the context of my life works very, very well. I like the fact that my life is simply a demonstration of the oneness of synchronicity, which is the right thing at the right time for the right reason with the right person or people. And Mount Shasta, Kathy, every time I talk to her on the phone, tells me that I am home, that I am at the right place, that this is absolutely the right place for me, and I really feel that. And it's a beautiful thing, not as beautiful as you are, of course, but it's wonderful to be alive, it's wonderful to be me. And it just gets cooler. Part of the work that we can do humanly is depth of being, which culminates in God, and scope of knowing, which culminates in the universe. And then it downsizes from there. It can be thought of as God is all-encompassingness. The universe is infinity. And then you have divinity and deity. And then you have Yahweh and Id, which are the name of that which created us and that which brought us to life 75,000 years ago. And then from Yahweh and Id, it's will, consciousness, love, light, positive and negative, masculine, feminine, male and female. And then it goes from there. And then eventually it gets to the point to where it's the ego body. And from the perspective of the ego body, that's where we are interfacing with our own experience. If I am coming from a place of love, I will not recognize fear. I will only recognize love. If I am coming from a state of light, I will only recognize light. Love and light do not recognize what they are not. The reason why fear and darkness exist is the only way that you get diversification is fear and darkness are what allow love and light to be diversified. In the case of planet Earth, has approximately 10 million different species. They are made possible through the process of fear and darkness. It's fear and darkness that allows love and light to exist as a differentiation because they are uniform constancies. They basically never change. They are what they are. The work that we do is we work at feeling love and we work at seeing light so that as a representation of that, we can assist others in accomplishing the same thing. The hope is that within the context of our life that we are not disenfranchised or that we are not converted, shall we say, from one point of reference into another. And what I mean by that is we hear every day people flipping out, people dying, people commit suicide, they kill others, and they do these things. And I said, can we do the work so that we are not affected in a way that moves us to that level of self-hatred? And it is a form of self-hatred. The dynamic of negativity is pain, fear, anger, hatred, violence, depression, and ultimately suicide. And we read a story, we hear a story, we watch these different stories of people who flip out because their pain and their fear and their anger and their hatred is so strong that they move into severe depression or they move into violence. And then ultimately it becomes the death experience, which is a form of suicide, form of suicide, every form of death, because it's not about birth, crucifixion, death, reincarnation, or sin, sickness, disease, death. What it's about is whether or not we can ascend, taking our body with us when we go. Ascension simply means to rise above, to take with, and integrate into what we rise above, our lower levels of consciousness, or opposites in conflict, or the idea of good versus evil, or false doctrine based upon hierarchy, elitism, superiority, chosenness, good versus evil, leading to war, greed, and class distinction, or conquering, enslaving, and destroying. And what we do is we work within the context of equality, balance, relationship, purpose, peace, serenity, tranquility, so that within the context of our life is that representation. Humanity is moving in that direction. Another thing that I recommend, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, ask to meet and make contact with that UFO that brought your soul to this planet. Ask to be taken aboard, take it to a safe place or someplace at the appropriate time. I do this every day after 22 years, realizing that that message was for me when I had the experience of it in 1990. Anyway, this is Welcome to My Point of View. I am the host, Dougie Slapp, a.k.a. Douglas H. Malloy. And thank you all. And just feel something real, think something true, share them in ways that are kind and conducive. Come into your path, become enlightened, and be a voice that speaks for God and universe. Thank you very much, and you all have a great day. Thank you, and bless you all.